There may be no more evocative place to stand than in New York City's Grand Central Terminal. Train announcements echo off the terminal's high, arched ceiling. It's a green ceiling, decorated with the constellations painted in gold. The singer Mary Chapin Carpenter wrote a song about a man who walked beneath that starry ceiling, and that's why we asked her to meet us here.
We're on a balcony, looking out over the main concourse. The beautiful, beautiful central clock is right below us. And it's midday on a beautiful, beautiful day in New York City. And so the sun is sort of coming in through the big, huge windows.
Carpenter focused on one of the many thousands of commuters who walk through that bright light, then down to the train platforms at the end of a long day.
Got my work clothes on, full of sweat and dirt. All this holy dust upon my face and shirt. Heading uptown now, just as the shifts are changing to Grand Central Station.
This man's journey is one of several described in a new album called Between Here and Gone. Carpenter was writing about a real person. She heard the man tell his story on a New York City radio station on the first anniversary of the September 11 attacks.
This one gentleman had been an iron worker, and he was one of the first people to be there at Ground Zero after the towers fell. And he, like many of the rescue workers in that way, felt that in those first few days there at Ground Zero, they felt it was a very holy place. And there he would be working on his shifts, and when his shifts were over, he felt this life force, whatever you would want to call it, was somehow asking for his help. And when he would leave his shift, he sort of figured, well, whoever wants to go, I'll take him with me. And he'd find himself just going to Grand Central Station and standing on the platform and figuring whoever wanted to go home could just catch the train home.
I made my way out on the 42nd Street. I lit a cigarette and stared down at my feet. Imagined all the ones that ever stood here waiting at Grand Central Station. Central Station.
When I heard his story, it brought me to tears. It still does just thinking about it. First of all, just the utter sadness of what happened right there. That's just so incomprehensible. But after I heard that gentleman's story, I couldn't stop thinking about it, and 3 days later, that song had been written.
This is a song that's about traveling, both metaphorically and literally.
Yes.
And a lot of the songs that you've written are in one way or another about journeys that people have taken. Why is that?
I don't know why that is. There's no question. I feel like each record that I've made has been something of a snapshot of my own life. I mean, there's no question. I think songwriting is a form of therapy, and I feel like it's a form of catharsis. And I don't know, I just found myself with those, you know, themes on my brain.
I'm a stranger here, no one you would know. My ship has not come in, but I keep hoping though, and I keep looking past. The sun that sets above, saying to myself, good night, America.
Good night, America is about every road trip I've ever taken, in a way. The first verse actually was about a couple of summers ago. I'd had a knee operation, and I was standing in LA trying to cross the street, but I'd had this knee operation and I couldn't I couldn't cross the street fast enough for the light to change. That whole first verse is about that sense of, I'm an orphan here. I don't know how to do this. What am I going to do? And then realizing I actually have great affection for being sort of a gypsy. And I have nothing but affection for this country. The song is really about there being a real fine line between the sense of going missing and being lost. And it can be a pretty wonderful thing, actually.
In that song, you write, I'm a stranger here, no one you would know, which on its face sounds like a lonely thought, but
it can be pretty liberating, too. It can be pretty cool.
Mary Chapin Carpenter, thanks very much.
Thank you. Nice to see you.
Call the folks, leave a note. Lock the doors and windows.
Mary Chapin Carpenter's new CD is called Between Here and Gone.
Pack the truck, here's to love. Here's to how the wind blows.
More songs from the CD are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
Got the gas. Now lose the map and compass. Now read the signs, obey the lines. Follow all your hunches, cause now it's just the open road. One small heart and a great big soul that's driving. Radio singing low, just like a true companion. LA's lights wavy bright, they follow light.